it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible again, the book of Genesis, chapter number 26, and we're continuing our study on the subject dealing with contention. And I say it again, there's far too much contention among God's people today. And I'm not talking about a compromise of Bible convictions, but the majority of the things that people divide over and have contention over are not major doctrines. They're personal things that do not amount to much in the work of God. There are some doctrines that are worth living for and dying for if necessary. I'm not talking about them at all, but I'm dealing with just the simple things that bring so much division among the people of God. Notice, if you will, in verse number 17 of Genesis chapter number 26, the Bible said, "And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which had been digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he," that's Isaac, "called their names after the name by which his father had called them." Now, I pointed out to you on yesterday how that Isaac is a stranger down in the country of Gerar. The Bible said in verse number 12, "The same year Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him." In verse number 13, the Bible said, "And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him." And again, I want to remind you, if you don't want any problem with envy against you, then just have nothing, know nothing, and do nothing. But if you have something, you do something, and you learn something, then somebody will be moved against you with envy. But now then, in verse number 19, I want you to notice today, here is Isaac's dealing with the contention that he encountered. The Bible said, "And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water." Up to this point, it does not appear that Isaac has been a well digger. He's just been cleaning out the wells that his father had digged and the Philistines had filled up with dirt. But in verse number 19, Isaac's men dig a well. And as they dig this well, the Bible said they found a well of springing water. Sounds as though it's an artesian well. Could I just say, a trophy for his first well to be dug. But then in verse number 20, something happened. Notice in verse number 20, the Bible said, "And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Essek, because they strove with him." Now, just a very simple picture for us to look at. Isaac's servants dig a well. As they dig, they tap into a stream. It's springing water, the Bible said. Well, they're no doubt celebrating and enjoying their accomplishment. And then all of a sudden, here comes the herdsman of Gerar saying, "The water is ours." And I recognize what I'm fixing to say is not common among the brethren. We'd rather fight than yield. But Isaac looked at the situation, and I believe in his mind was this. Isaac would say, "Why should I fight over a well when I can dig another tomorrow?" 24 hours later, he could have another well. He could dig a well a day. It's recorded here in the Word of God. And when I realize the message here, we see so much strife and so much contention over things that could be replaced in just a matter of time. And we could go on not compromising our convictions on the Word of God and not grieving the Holy Spirit. But I'm simply talking about things of contention and strife that there is so much of in our day. And again, let me just say this. Make sure you understand. I believe there are Bible doctrines and Bible convictions that are not only worth living for and fighting for, but if necessary, dying for. Our principles as Baptists and our Baptist heritage has cost many men their life's blood, and many have died that we might have the liberty and freedom that we have as Baptist people. You study the history of Baptists and you'll find it is a blood-sprinkled path all the way back to the Bible. But I want to say to you, my friend, we're not dividing today over those issues. Basically, we're dividing over non-essentials. And it's really one shooting against the other. Somebody don't like the way somebody does it. Or they have an order against somebody. And if you run with him, you cannot be my friend. Very petty, can I say it? Very carnal. The Bible describes the fruit of carnality is envy and strife and division. And we're seeing too much of that in our Christian world today. But you know what Isaac done? He said to the fellas, let them have it. We'll go dig another one. And then in verse number 21, the Bible said, and they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. Now then, we're getting on down a little bit closer to where the rubber meets the road. The first one he digs, they come striving for it. And Isaac's attitude was, let him have it. Now, I've got to admit to you, for a long time, I did not like Isaac because of the move that he makes right there. My opinion was he would not fight for what he had labored for. But as I began to study this, God began to show me something, and I trust you'll see it before I get through. Notice now, they dig one well, and they strive for it. He said, let him have it. They go dig another well. And here comes the herdsman of Gerar again, and they strive for that well also. What you going to do now, Isaac? They got one of your wells. What are you going to do about well number two? You know what Isaac said? Let them have it. We'll dig another one. Let them have it. Now, don't get upset at me. Just let me finish the message, and you listen. Let God speak to your heart. Again, I know the fight that rises up in us when someone takes something that we have labored for. But I would remind you, the Bible said that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And I do remind you, it is not the men of Gerar who are on trial by God here, but it's Isaac that God is working in. These people from Gerar are not Christians. They're sinners. And God's not doing a work of grace in their life. God is simply using them to do a work of grace in the life of Isaac. And many things that happen to us, though we do not recognize it at the time it happens, it's God testing us, proving us, in order that he might do something in our lives to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here they are. They dug one well. Isaac said, let them have it. They dug another well. They strove for it. Isaac said, let them have it. But then I come down to verse number 22. The Bible said, and he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that well they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Now then the story changes. They dig the first well. Here comes the herdsman of Gerar. They strive for it. Isaac said, let them have it. They dig a second well. Here comes the herdsman of Gerar striving again. Isaac said, let them have it. But then he goes and digs a third well. And for some strange reason, and I know what it is, and you'll understand in a moment, there is a change in the heart of the herdsman of Gerar. You say, what happened, preacher? Well, as soon as the first well was dug, they came and strove for it. As soon as the second well was dug, they came and strove for it. But the third well is dug, and they do not come and strive with the herdsman of Isaac over it. Now, I want to ask you a question. Why do you think, after striving over the first will and the second will and getting them given to them, why do you think they did not come after the third will? Well, I don't need a human answer. I need a Bible answer. And I can tell you what it is. You see, it's not what the men of Gerar did, but it's what the God of glory did to them. This Bible still teaches that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so Isaac gives up the first will, and he gives up the second will. What he's doing, my friend, giving up the will, that's not all of it. He is passing the test of contention that God has placed before him. And now that he's passed that test with an attitude, I'm not going to strive. I'm not going to have contention. You may get my well, but you're not going to get my water. I'll dig another well. And so he digs a third well. And God sees that Isaac passes the test. So you know what God does? He does a work in the heart of Isaac's enemies and causes them not to strive with him for that third well. When this happens and Isaac realizes it, in verse number 22, the Bible said, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. He names these wells. The first one means strife. The second one means contention. But now then he names this one, which means enlargement or much room. And he said, God has made room for us. And notice what he said. And we shall be fruitful in the land. They did not have to leave and go somewhere else. No, there was room for them there. But God is working a work of grace in Isaac's life. Now, listen to me. I wonder how many things that you and I strive over that our striving keeps us in trouble with God. It causes us to fail God's test. And so we got to take it over again. And we'll have to take it over again. But what good would have well been to Isaac if he had to leave his men there and guard it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Friend, I'm saying to you that God can handle your situations of strife, and God can handle the contention in your life if you will simply be what God wants you to be and let God do what he wants to do in your life. Then God will take care of the life of your enemies. Again, I know, it's the unforgotten and unbelievable for most of us. But this Bible still says that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Am I speaking to people today who are right in the middle of contention and strife? You say, preacher, how do I deal with it? You go on and do what God told you to do. You be a Christian regardless of what they do to you. You let God handle them, and God can do a far better job in handling them than you can. Well, we'll continue, the Lord willing, on tomorrow. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.